Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Motherfucking yeah. Hey, hey, hey. It's Vincent the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. This tonight is the Thursday night swag edition. It's, of course, Thursday, April 4th, 2011. I'm glad to see you all joining me here. My new early start time throughout the week has been 10 o'clock last night, tonight, and tomorrow night. It'll be 10 o'clock. Good times. Really, really happy to see the hardcore of the hardcore in the chat room. Easy Rider, Fat Red Dragon, 3 Abu, and X Bonus. So good times. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Check 1, 2. Is this thing on? Hello? You guys give me a little heads up. My Patriot Gregging, am I coming through okay? Loud and clear? Everything all right? Everything checking out? Test 2, 2. Hello. All right. Tonight is Thursday night swag. I'm just going to play some Bay-themed music. get my base, get back in touch with my Bay, my roots, you know what I'm saying? Just do a show, just all Bay Area music, get my Bay Area swagger on, if you will. But also talk about the news, talk business. There's some serious shit going down, man. There's a shit storm on the stock market today. 512 point dip on the Dow Jones. Incredible. Treasuries reach a record low. There's a mass exodus from short-term treasuries. Several agencies abroad, Asian markets downgraded the U.S. Credit rating. See, that's the thing that people don't understand about this whole debt ceiling thing. Just because our Congress decided, like, hey, okay, we're gonna extend our credit limit, our debt ceiling, if you will. That's it. We're not gonna go over that mark. We promise. That doesn't mean shit to creditors outside of the United States. You know, creditors that are not in the pocket of the government or the Fed, like Moody's or Standard & Poor's. You know, while Moody's says, okay, well, you know, we'll just downgrade them to negative. But other credit agencies out there are already downgrading them. So, yeah, enjoy that. The stock market took a nice plunge, and there you have it. Hey, old Reuter in the building. Wow, we got old school. You know what this is right now? This is just, we're at the bar here. I got five of us. It's just kind of like we're at the bar, and CNN is playing in the background, but the fucking thing's on mute, so we can't hear it. So Vincent the Bay is going to pantomime what the dude on the TV is talking about. All right, let me get this straight for you cats. All right. So yeah, old Reuter, feel free if you want to call in and join the band tonight. I do have the band in the my own house band, as you know. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. That's Steve Wireman on guitar, Booyah on the bass, Mike on the keyboards, and Q on the drums. And, good times. So, I'm going to get into this news in a second, but, of course, your calls take priority. And it looks like we might have Old Reuter on the line already. Old Reuter, is that you? Jesus Christ, hello? Tamunga, you're on the air. What's up? Hello. Testing 1-2. Is this on? Do you read me? Copy. Hello? Hello? Old Reuter, are you there? All right, we'll come back to him later. He seems to be not there. But good times. Yeah, so let me get into this, and then I'll take your calls. So, like I was saying, today with this dip in the market, people are writing how these yields evoke Eisenhower era growth stalls. So now all of a sudden the name Eisenhower is getting thrown around. Ooh, can be scared, people. Treasury bond yields are plunging to levels never seen in the 1950s. On concern of the two-year recovery in the world's largest economy is stalling. Yields on benchmark 10-year U.S. notes are at about 4.3% below the average of over the past 49 years, and almost where they were when President Dwight Eisenhower began his administration in 1953. Jesus Christ, that was like when Melissa Hopkins was like 12. The yield, which dropped to 2.4% today in New York, reached a low of 2.2% in December 2008 during the financial crisis. So this is the debt crisis now. It's just a new crisis every couple of years. Oh, God, people, we got the debt crisis now. Holy shit. We're fucked. Here's Colin Robertson, the managing director of fixed income in Chicago. he said this. He says, it's a clear-cut panic. Straight up, it's a panic. Wow. Stock stumble. It's signaling a flight to safety, said Ethan Harris, head of development markets research at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. I love how that's all one thing now. Bank of America Merrill Lynch. What a bunch of shysters. Even with the Treasury market as a weakened safe haven market, it still gets the safe haven money. Interesting. The S&P fell almost 5%. And it's off 10% from its April 29th peak. Yeah, I mean, still relatively, though, and this is a big drop, but relatively, though, the markets are nowhere near where they were during the crash a couple years ago. I mean, we're still above 10,000. As long as it stays over 9,000, we're good. The 10-year yield remained below 3% from the third quarter of 1953 through the second quarter of 1956 and dipped below that level again in 1958 as Eisenhower grappled with an economy that fell into a 10-month recession in 1953, an 8-month contraction in 1957, and another 10-month slowdown in 1960. So that's what they're saying is happening right now. Signs of an economic slowdown have emerged as the federal government begins moving to rein in deficits. President Barack Obama signed legislation on August 2nd that threatens to automatic spending cuts to enforce $2.4 trillion in spending reductions over the next 10 years. The compromise defers decisions on the nation's finances to a bipartisan panel of lawmakers and may reduce government deficits only modestly while slowing economic growth. Yabbity, yabbity, blabbity, bloobity, blabbity. My God. Ooh, QE3 speculation. The Fed's hurdle for QE3 is lower at this point than it was at the end of June at their last meeting, Tom Higgins, global macro strategist at Boston, blah, 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 melon and ass cheeks management company, which oversees about $85 billion in fixed income assets. I said this in a telephone interview with Bloomberg. These fucking criminals. These criminals are just ripping us off in plain sight, people. Inkling of growth. You hear that? You want to hear my neighbor yelling on the phone out in the street? Check this out. Can you people hear that? Okay, I'm going to very subtly just... Can you hear that, people? My neighbor is out on the street yelling into his cell phone. I mean, I can hear I can hear the entire end of his conversation here. Anybody out there speak Hindi? Here, listen. That's life in the Bay. Hear that fucking bus in the background. Never mind. Sorry about that. My bad. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Oh, my God. No Thieves Allowed's in the chat room. Shouts out to No Thieves Allowed. Good times. We got all these people here. And I have Melissa Hopkins on the line now. Wow, check that out. Let's check in with her and see what she's all about. What's up, Melissa Hopkins? Melissa, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello, is this on? Can you hear
Sorry,
me?
Sorry, I was typing.
Oh, it's okay.
God damn it.
You're on. You're on, Melissa.
Fucking second.
Wow, people are. What are you?
What?
You okay? Is everything okay, Melissa? What's happening?
No, I'm pissed off.
Oh, what now? What happened now?
I'm basically pissed off. And I mistyped. I just looked.
Oh, okay. What happened?
You know, too long of a story, but moving my whole family out here for, to buy my homesteaded property, which was taken away from me illegally, and I may have to sue somebody, which I'm not going to say out loud where I am right now. And now I'm being outbidded for it because they realize how valuable it is. And so I'm going to file some fucking lawsuits. And I'm going to go after my type A East Coast personality is back. I thought I would move to the West Coast and relax. No, it's worse than ever. No one takes my 15-year-old dream away from me. Fuck
damn.
You. Fuck you.
See, she's got the swag going on, too. See, the swag has infected Melissa Hopkins.
I don't know who's lying.
Huh?
I went on to Debbie Daly's show for the first time in a long time.
Oh, God. Why did you do that?
You guys are lying. You guys say she's lying. I don't know who to believe.
Lying about what? What are you talking about?
About my reputation, who I am, what I do for a living, and
right.
how I fuck people. So you want to know? I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. What's up? Oh, there's no... Hello, Melissa?
Can you not hear me? Lawsuits?
No, I can't. You're threatening somebody's threatening you with a lawsuit, or you're threatening somebody with a lawsuit? What's going on?
I'm going to.
What's happening exactly? Like who would you be pressing charges against exactly?
I'm not gonna name names so I don't tip anybody off, but I'm on fire, and my very docile Oregonian family does not like this side of my personality, and they're just going to have to fucking live with it.
Damn. She's got the swagger. Oh, yeah. She's fired up. Okay, well, Melissa.
If anybody fucking calls me a drunk again, it is a slander lawsuit filed tomorrow. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it? Anybody. I heard Debbie say it today, and I heard someone say it yesterday. Slander lawsuit. I am not what they call a full personality, so they can't go after me as exempt as a full personality, because I'm not. So, fuck you. Get ready. Get ready to be tied up in a fucking closet.
Oh, yeah. Get ready, baby. She's got her swagger going. Gucci. Yeah. Yeah, I love this, Melissa. I love the feisty Melissa. That's what I'm talking about. You're scaring off all the boys, though. Old Reuter was on the line there for a second, and he was
like...
Yeah,
and I asked you, was Reuter on yesterday? You said no.
No, he was
Reuter
not on my
was
show
on
yesterday.
Debbie
no.
today, And he was fucking trashing me. And
really?
Bruder was on yesterday saying, fuck Daddy, you know, we love you, Melissa. No, I don't forget shit like that. Yeah, you want him a part of the fucking slander lawsuit? He's in it. Got it? Put him on notice.
Wow. Well, he's in the chat room listening right now.
Good. Good. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I think he heard it loud and clear, Melissa. I'm pretty sure
good.
He got a message.
Good.
All right.
Next.
That's right. That's Melissa Hopkins, folks. Don't mess with that shit. Give us a call. 347-826-7667. Let's play.
And I'm so pissed off, I'm going to hang up.
All right, cool off, Melissa. Cool off, Melissa. Call back and give us some love. Come back with you just gave us some hate and some fire. Why don't you come back with some love, honey?
I'll come back with love. I always do. But
right.
Fire is always in my best. Don't forget it.
All right. There you go, Melissa Hopkins. Be right back.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. A colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarray
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran posto.
Top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Wow. Melissa Hopkins is fired up, people. Melissa Hopkins, raging here. Hopefully she can simmer down a little bit. So, yeah, I talked about the Dow Jones dropping today. Apparently nobody gives a shit. I guess most of you people either, whatever, you just don't care. That's fine. Then I don't care either. Don't matter. Your calls take priority. It's whatever. I mean, if the only person I got on the switchboard is Melissa Hopkins and she wants to rage about people slandering her, then I guess that's what the show is going to be until somebody else calls in and changes it. I do see FRD in the building. Feel free at any time, FRD, to raise your hand, press 1, and join me here in this cavalcade of mediocrity called disorderly conduct. And shout out to Warthog 117 laying low in the cut there. Could we have potentially a soundboard battle again tonight between Warthog 117 and some other random? Oh, hell, dude, FRD. FRD could take on Warthog 117 if FRD had his setup intact. That could be some badass shit. Who knows? Soundboard battle could pop off. Whatever. We can chop it up about anything. We can play fucking soundboards, whatever. I don't care. Just as long as they're not lame, boring soundboards. They gotta be funny or at least interesting. Speaking of interesting, Melissa Hopkins is still here. I thought she'd left, but Melissa, are you still here? Hello, Melissa? Earth to Melissa. Hello, Melissa? All right, fine, whatever. Okay, so the other order of business I wanted to get to, I guess I'll just get to it right now. Goofy Bone. What's up with Goofy Bone? There was a statement released via his Twitter or via his BTR account that also tweeted through Twitter, that went out through Twitter. His upcoming show, it says, Goofy is in jail update. And so it says, hello, friends of the Rhinox Network 186.deuce Worldwide Radio. Goofy Bone is waiting for a, quote, 45-day speedy trial on Friday, August 19th, 2011. We hope his attorney can do something. Goofy Bone is looking at a lot of time, and all he has said, quote, keep praying to dat hate of gods, you effing haters, end quote. He said, keep praying to the hater gods, you effing haters. That's what Goofy, that's his message. And to his friends and BTR family, he said, I miss you guys, and please pray for me. Thank you for your support. And that's from Will Crawford. And, of course, Will Crawford is Goofy Bone's engineer / imaginary friend. And, yeah, so there's the latest on Goofy Bone. Really, really crazy. I mean, is he even gonna? I don't even know if he's even gonna do shows at this point. Like, the show is scheduled for Monday, August 22nd, but I think at this point, the show page is just essentially a blog to update Goofy Bone's status. I don't know if he'll ever come back. Well, I hope he's downloading the show or listening to the podcast or something, or maybe tuning in out there somewhere. If you are Goofy Bone, man, hey, dude, this bud's for you, even though I'm not smoking or drinking anything bud related. But I'm sure somebody is out here listening, doing that for you. So shouts out to you, Goofy Bone. And if anybody wants to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. FRD's here now. What's up, FRD?
Oh, man. What's going on, Vince? I got my swag tonight, I guess.
Melissa Hopkins was just on fire. I don't blame people for just kind of chilling out and laying low. But she seems to be cooling off right now. I don't know what happened to her. She's gone at the moment.
I was frightened, man. I didn't feel comfortable even listening to that. And she sounded like she was pretty mad.
Yeah, I almost wanted to say, "Hey, Melissa, you mad?"
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me get a word in, though.
Probably best you didn't ask her.
Yeah, I don't know. She sounds like she's serious about some sort of lawsuit or something. I almost feel like I shouldn't even comment at this point.
Well, you know, you never know what you're going to get yourself involved with when you When you step onto the internet and you hook up with the utmost in seriousness and importance of social status and glamour, yeah. BTR, you know?
Hey, I was going to ask you, it looks like we have Warthog and Ole Reuter waiting in the wings, and I know Ole Reuter has his guitar plugged in.
Nice.
And I'm sure Warthog has got his soundboard shit set up. Do you have your whole thing set up? Can you do soundboards and stuff right now?
Well, it depends on what you mean by soundboards, man. I mean, you mean like flash chat soundboards and stuff? I mean, I can, if you want. I usually just take requests.
Well, you'll see what's going on, what I'm talking about. Every once in a while we have spontaneous soundboard battles. You'll see what I'm talking about. This guy Warthog117 comes in here, mm-hmm. and he'll just play some weird, random, esoteric. He'll play something weird, and then some other kid will come on and play something weird, and then they kind of just feed off of each other. It's almost like quotes from, and usually it's quotes from video games.
Mm.
And I don't get any of the references or anything. And it's great when I have people like Lulzak Cali and whoever on here that are like, you know, internet video game nerds and can get all the references. But all right, let's just get to it. Here we go. Warthog117, what's up, dude? Do you know what I'm talking about? What the hell is that?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you recognize the reference at all?
No, I have no idea what's even happening right now.
Yeah. This is Warthog117. Good friend of the show, Warthog117 right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to him. Awesome.
That guy's intense, dude.
No doubt.
He is intense. And, shouts out to Buck Stiles in the building now. George Orwell. What the hell is that, dude?
Vince, I see what's going on here. I got to call you back, brother. I'm on the wrong computer. My bad.
All right. Yeah. Check back in with us, FRD. In the meantime, let's see what Warthog has this time. Go ahead, Warthog. Warthog, you're on. What's up? That's it? Oh, come on, dude. Terrible. Oh man, sometimes they're good. It's hit and miss. Hit and miss. You win some, you lose some. It's all good. Anyway, I'm Vincent Bay, and it's Thursday Night Swag, and I am happy to entertain any requests. We can chit chat about anything, everything. We have Melissa Hopkins, who's been raging. We came in here just completely raging. She's still technically on the line. Melissa, are you there? Melissa. Nope. All right. You know what I want to do? I'm just going to dump her, and then she can call back in when she's ready. So, anywho, it's Vince in the Bay, and it's Disorderly Conduct, Thursday Night Swag Editione. I thank you all for joining me. Don't be shy. Call in 347-826-7667. Buck Stiles wants to send you know where you send it, Buck Stiles. Just send it to me on you send it to me on Twitter. Are you following me on Twitter? I'm on the Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Yeah, dial that in. twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Send me some stuff, dude. I'm getting hit up on Twitter as we chit chat here. What the hell's going on Twitter? I gotta figure it out. You know what? While I'm doing that, I'm gonna take another break and get my swag set up. And it sounds like it looks like Warthog and FRD are lined up here. I'm gonna bring them on and let them do their thing in just a second. But first, need to get my swags set, And I will do that while I leave you with a message from this dude from the Bay Area called Lil B. You ever heard of Lil B, the based head, the based god? Lil B, the based god, yeah. Check out this track. It's a little thing called Wonton Soup, yo. Call me, 347-826-7667. Let's do this.
No, you never heard this before.
Trapaholics. Oh, my God, bass guy. You can fuck my bitch, bass guy. You swag to the maximum. Swag on 100,000, 100 trillion. Oh, goddamn bass guy.
Hop up out my car. Then I drop my roof. Wet like white tie suits. That's just how I do. Then I park my car. Then I park your dick. Eat that white tie suit.
Damn, John, where'd you find this?
Hop up out my car. Then I drop my roof. Wet like white tie suits. That's just how I do. Then I park my car. Then I fuck your bitch. Eat that white tie suit. Wet like white tie suits.
You ain't know.
Eat the K. Like Amy May, done bass guy, and I've been doing my thing. Take my shirt off, and the girls go insane. Full diamond ring, two big ass chains. Each that watch out too, I got the cash like Chang Chang Chang. Bitches suck my dick because I come like 36 ways. 36 ways, 47, leave that bitch with no fucking name. Got my main bitch, and she stay, give me brain. Put a bitch to shame, violate that brain. Young baby, God, up my bitch like I'm cocaine. Bitches snort my rain, that crap I like my chain. Found that dope man, I ride that bitch like Ace of Spades. Hold on, play that game, I'm rapping out for the pain. I almost went to jail for like 500 days. Bitch don't get no fuck, that's why I fucked her in the face. Fuck you suckers heads, and I asked her what's her name. Baby, I pop up out my car, then I drop my roof. Look like wonton soup, that's just how I do. Then I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup, wet like wonton soup. Hop up in my car, then I drop my roof. Sweat like wonton soup, that's just how I do. When I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup, wet like wonton soup. Suckers stay talking on them in an egg comment. Mad cause I'm most wanted, like Osama. Please, you haters don't got no felony. Young bass guy flex 10 arm robbery. Young bass guy been breaking and entering. Young bass guy riding hot when you bought him. 30 on my dick on that coat like quality. Bitches up my dick because I look like J.K. Rowling. Harry pop my bitch up on my whole heart, brain is awesome. But my damn ring, bitch, I'm paying what it's costing. Jewelry is awesome. Bay dot is gorgeous. Going down to Georgia to fuck my big bitch. Main fucker cause she gorgeous. Young bass guy stay posted in the forest. Put my main bitch and I dumped her in the forest. You niggas know I got money, bitch. $100 for bass guy, nigga. Pop up on my car, then I drop my roof. Look like wonton soup, that's just how I do. Then I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup, look like wonton soup. Pop up in my car, then I drop my roof. Sweat like wonton soup, that's just how I do. When I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup, sweat like wonton soup.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Okie dokie, it's Vince in the Bay back with you, and I have Warthog117 with me now. What's up, Warthog? Hurry up, dude. Jesus Christ, what the hell is that? Holy shit. It sounds like Kishu's vagina. Holy crap. Oh my god, that's frightening me. I'm sorry. That's impressive though. Wow. Oh man, I think I just shit my pants a little bit. I'll clean that up later. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Block number, you're on the air. What's up?
What are you doing, buddy Vince?
Hey, it's Easy Rider once again.
What's going on
coming
there?
Through, saving the day two nights in a row. Nothing much, bro, just hanging loose. I got just trying to get my Thursday night swag on. That's it.
I hear you. I was a little bit of action in here a little while ago.
I wouldn't know about that. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Melissa Hopkins, yeah, was fired up earlier. I don't know what happened. She got really fired up, and then she's like, I gotta go. I'll be back.
Well, we were at her show earlier today, remember?
Yeah, I. Everything seemed cool on her show earlier, as far as I could tell, right? Everything was smooth?
Yeah, it was touchy.
Really? I didn't, honestly, to be honest, I woke up early. I kind of sleep in a little bit. I mean, her show comes on at 10 o'clock my time. I usually am waking up around that time-ish. And so I just kind of put it on in the background and just sort of, it was her and some old guy talking
I didn't hear you participating too much, or I know you were crashing out listening.
I was just like laying down, listening to it in the background, fading in and out. So I don't know. What did I miss? What happened? Did some drama go down? What happened?
That guy did all the talking the whole show.
Oh.
Drew Raines. I think he has a show, Drew Raines. He has a pretty good show. You know, he has a lot of good topics in that. He's a little bit one-sided, though, you know. I think he's a left-winger, and he's a little bit one-sided on his views.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has a good show, though. He really does. Talks about survival stuff and how does it get through the economy. And, you know, he does a lot on, like, you know, survival gear. He sells survival gear and that, you know, if you ever need to get stuff, you can buy it off of him, off his website, you know, canned this and that, all that Army surplus stuff.
Right on. Melissa Hopkins apparently is back in all caps. She writes, I'm back. Let's not talk about me, but about this ridiculous budget deal. I'm all for that, Melissa Hopkins. Let's get into the budget deal, please. And enlighten me. I don't know exactly what happened. Honestly, I gave up on those Congress critters with TARP. For me, it was TARP. When they passed that TARP bill, when it was so overwhelmingly obvious that it was almost obvious that it was like, you know, like 90% of the constituencies everywhere were all, you know, in a chorus up in arms saying, no, do not pass this TARP thing. And the fucking Congress critters did it anyway. The Goldman Sachs execs were telling them, nope, this is for your own good. And that, to me, was like a big slap in the face. And I was like, that's it, dude. This is just, they're just being blatant about it, right? They're not even being subtle anymore. They're not even doing it like, they're not even hiding it inside a bill. They're just coming out. They're just coming out in the open with it. They're like, you know what? If we just do it in the open.
That's because the presidential election's coming up too, Vince. You know,
yeah,
I mean, they wanna,
oh my God,
put it to everybody.
Yeah, and all they did was just kind of like, I don't know, grease the wheels a little bit longer to get them to the next election. And then the next election, they'll say like, oh, we need stimulus again, folks. More quantitative easing.
Yeah, yep, my opinion is I think another 4 years of Obama is going to happen.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Not if Rick Perry throws his hat in the ring. I really think if Rick Perry runs, he will win. I think he's got the right formula. But the question
maybe
is
a little bit late in the game, though, don't you think, Vince?
No, I don't think so. No, because the caucuses and the New Hampshire and Iowa are in when January. So he doesn't. That means serious debates aren't going to start happening till like September, October. If he throws his hat in the ring, I'd say September, October. He's fine. I think he can wait out the summer. The summer's like seriously. There's no rush. He doesn't have to declare right now. He can still wait like a couple of weeks. Feel out the process. See if Chris Christie isn't going to go, because I think Chris Christie is another potential winner, although he doesn't have the automatic South, taking the South, though. That's the stuff that Melissa was talking about today that I totally agreed with. But she's back, and I think FRD's here, too. What's up, FRD?
Greetings.
Hey there. It sounds like Wilford Brimley, actually. Is that, who is
that?
Yeah.
I need your help.
What do you need us to do, Wilford?
Have I told you about the Horodrim?
No, you have not.
They were an ancient confederation of mage clans who sought to bind the three prime evils for eternity. The Horodrim are now nearly forgotten, and it appears that the bonds they wove are unraveling.
Oh, you don't say. That's funny. I think that's what Melissa was talking about on her show earlier. In fact, you sound familiar. Are you one of? Were you her guest earlier on her show, on her program?
Yes. Excellent. Have you spoken to Jaren yet?
No, not recently. Why should
you? Astound me, my friend. You have quite a treasure there in that Horodric cube.
How'd you know it was Horodric?
The time has come to destroy Mephisto's Soulstone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, not a bad idea, is it?
I'm down. Let's do it.
Take the stone to the Hellforge.
All right.
Absolutely, no problem.
Follow me to the Hellforge, everybody.
All right, hey, Melissa, you want to go to the Hellforge with us?
The Hellforge?
What, Valley Forge? Where are we going again, dude?
The time has come to destroy Mephisto's Soulstone.
Take the stone
to the Hellforge.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, let's... You want to fuck him? He sounds kind of hot. He'd probably go out with you. Sounds conservative. He sounds like he has conservative values, doesn't he?
He's a Brit.
No.
This is a great victory indeed. I thank you, friend,
for coming to my aid. It's a fake accent. Two, he's a troll. Three,
Melissa, did you really just call me a troll?
Not one fuck idea what he's talking about.
Whoa.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. He does sound like sort of a dick.
Trust me on this one.
Tell us about the debt deal, Melissa Hopkins.
It's a total sham. There's a reason why the Dow dropped as badly as it did today. Before 2011 levels, even the 2011 levels were a sham. This new budget deal is a sham. It served no one well, and we're going to be fucked for a long time until we get some leadership, and it better fucking come from Boehner, because it's certainly not going to come from Obama. Is my language clear enough?
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Yep.
Good. I'm glad someone agreed with me for once.
Absolutely, honey.
Why?
Why not?
Melissa's pissed tonight, and I'm not holding back.
I love it. I love it. Bring it on.
You call me a drunk. You call me anything that has anything to do with slander. You got a lawsuit against your ass. Got it? Got it? It's on record. I'm recording it. It's on archive. It's done. So, fuck you.
Ooh.
And for our Spanish listeners, that here's the translation.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Give a shit of this warbled, you know, non-existent person that who won't show who they are.
Shut the fuck up, fat man.
What?
Yo, man, you best back off. I'm getting a little pissed here.
That's Warthog 117. He keeps calling in, and I
go fuck himself.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, he will. I keep dumping him. Don't worry.
Good. No, the only reason that Rick Perry will win is because he can win the South. It's all about statistics. It's all about the Electoral College. I've talked to about this about on my show, on your show, time and time again. It is all about math. And if you don't want to hear it, if you don't want to care about it, then fuck you, go take your show somewhere else, because it's not going to fucking matter what you say. There are about 5 people that can win on the Republican side that can beat Barack Obama and end this absolute decline of the American exceptionalism. And it's certainly not going to be Barack Obama. But there are about 5 that can do it.
Wait,
and
what are the
top ones right now? There are three top ones that can do it. Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney. That's it. Unless someone else.
Wait, you said 5, though. That's 3. You said 5.
Oh, it's 3.
I said I always work in 5. I was talking about me being mad. When working in politics, I work in 3.
I disagree on Bachmann. No way. No way Bachmann beats her.
She's pulling incredibly well. Now, why I say that...
Not against Obama. Obama, the two people that pull best against Obama are Romney and Perry. That's it.
Perry hasn't announced.
And he's already second. And Romney is just Romney's just like
not
the
gonna announce,
Romney is
matter.
Like the default candidate. He's so plastic. He's like a Ken doll. You just put him there in the store window until you get a real
no,
real.
I've spent a lot of time in Texas in the last 7 years. This is the cookie you will ever run against, come up against. If this guy decides to run, he will run to win. He will not run to test the waters. He will run to win. Now, he has not announced yet, but who we do know who has announced is Michelle Bachmann. She's the only person who has announced running for president that can actually win the South. I'm talking about math.
The hell is
I'm
that?
I'm talking about math. I'm not talking about who I'm supporting, not supporting. I'm talking about math. I'm talking about the Electoral College. And if you want an education on how that works, listen to my show. If you don't give a fuck, then just hang the fuck up and don't even call my show.
I love your show. It's just on too damn early for me.
Well, you've made it several times.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm usually naked in bed, curled up in a ball.
Do I care about that? It might give me a visual that I could keep going in the morning. Maybe or maybe not.
Scratching his nuts.
No, he'd have to do it for me and then describe it. Is Melissa mad tonight?
Yes.
Good. Glad you know it. Glad everybody is on notice.
Hmm. God, I love Cheez-Its.
Tired of being nice. Got it? Tired of it.
Make me a sandwich, Melissa.
Fuck you.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Grape High Chew. That's right, Grape High Chew. God, I love these candies. They're so good. You ever eat High Chew? Easy Rider?
Yeah. Yep, I have.
It's like the perfect candy. It's not too sweet, and it doesn't stick in your teeth. You know, and they have grape flavor. Not like Starburst. Have you noticed how Starburst has like five different varieties? With each variety has like five different sub flavors, and not one of them is a grape flavor. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, they're getting weak. They've been the same for how long? You know, fucking 20 years, 30 years.
I recently discovered peach High Chew. It's amazing, amazing stuff. God, I love that. George Orwell says, play Cult of Personality in honor of Obama. Liberals love him like a Cult of Personality. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's sick over here. You kidding me? I go into cafes here. I'm in the middle of it. It's like this is liberal central here, the Bay Area. You go into cafes, you got people with Obama T-shirts, Obama baseball caps, Obama banners, Obama bumper, Biden bumper stickers. Nobody chiseled any of that shit off here. Everybody's just like, he's like fucking Willie Mays here. Are you kidding me?
Well, they're wearing that stuff because they need it, man. They're having problems with money out there real bad. They had a big surplus of it from the last election.
Put me back on air.
You're on.
Okay, let me come to San Francisco and sit in the cafes with you for a few hours, and let me show you how many people I can turn around. And the people I can't turn around, they're under notice by the FBI.
You're awesome.
Wow.
And you think I'm kidding.
No, I just think it's awesome that you just said that. That's killer.
I'm not kidding. Melissa's pissed tonight. And I don't mean pissed as in English pissed. I mean fucking pissed off.
Swahili pissed.
I better be pissed off than pissed on.
That's right.
There you have it. So on that note,
mm-hmm.
I will not keep your show angry unless you want me to.
Hey, get it out, sister. Obviously, you have something you're
trying to figure out what you're mad about, Melissa.
Yeah, there's got to be something. We're trying to psychoanalyze you here and just figure out what the root of the whole problem is.
What you haven't known about me for all this time is I'm very type A. I go absolutely aggressively after what I want. If I don't get what I want, I get it anyway. as I tell my children, every problem has a solution. It just may not be the way you think it is. That's my first life axiom. Second life axiom, time wounds all heals. You fuck with me, you're going to get fucked with.
Time wounds all heals.
Got it? Did it take you a while to understand that one? Do I have to re-explain it?
Yeah, you said time wounds all heals.
Yeah, you fuck with me and I'll fuck you back worse.
Ooh, yeah.
Hmm.
Now you're talking.
We're into some heel cutting right now.
Yeah. Talking my language.
The other one is the world is run by those who show up. If you don't show up and you don't ask if you don't go after and ask for what you want, you won't get it. So that coincides with what I just said. So all of my five axioms work with each other. And Melissa's passed, and she's going after all of them.
Give us a hint.
What?
Give us a hint.
Hint on what?
I know you're mad at.
I don't need to tell you. I just know that the one thing I'll tell you, if anybody fucking slanders me one more fucking time on the Debbie Daly Show or on this show or tries to fake me out, you're going to get your fucking ass sued off.
Sued off?
Sued off. And
sued.
You're gonna get your legal ass tied up in years of litigation that's gonna cost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars if you fuck with me. Got it?
Melissa, you know what I can do with sued and an extra E? I can turn it into suede. Yeah.
I give a fuck.
You do, you know it.
Fuck you.
No.
Whether it's good or not, that's the question.
I'm not going to play semantics with you. You've got me on record. I'm hanging up. Good night, guys.
Whoa, hello.
What?
Melissa.
You have a question? Do you have a question?
Melissa,
that's relevant?
What happened that got you so fired up exactly?
There are a lot of things that I am not going to go into because it's going to go into litigation, so I can't talk about it. But I will also tell you that I've been very nice, polite, being on these radio shows. I'm not going to do it anymore if anybody fucks with my reputation again, because I'm not classified as a public figure, which means that I can sue your fucking ass off for millions. So if you or any of your guests do it, I'm going after them. I know how to get after the ISPs. I know how to get after their roaming ISPs. Let's just say I know how to do it. And I'm fucking shit. And
can we all get along?
Of having my reputation ruined when I have a goddamn fucking top radio show. And
you
I'm going
to. These shows on your own accord, Melissa. There's nobody forcing you to come to these shows. You're coming here on your own accord. Somebody forcing you. How could you sue them?
Actually, I can very well. Good night.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
no, you
I've
can't.
Got it all recorded, and I've got all the transcripts.
No,
good night.
You can't. Don't leave.
Yep, I can. Good night.
No, you can't.
All right. Thanks for coming out, Melissa. Good night. There she goes, Melissa Hopkins. So much drama, dude.
I wonder who she was talking about, Ben, who she's mad at.
Dude, I don't know. I'm kind of, I'm over it. I don't, to be honest, I love Melissa. I love it when she talks about politics and gets fired up for politics, but I don't know why these girls have to get so sidetracked with all the drama.
How hostile.
Told you, man. This is BTR. This is some earth-shaking shit, man.
Catfighting going on.
Oh my God, it's all right. They're all jelly because they don't have the money, success, fame, and glamour that I'd have, right?
So true.
Oh yeah. Come on, folks. Let's fruit ball this joint up. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. She's gone, dude. Sorry, Melissa Hopkins is gone. I don't think she'll ever fucking come back. Peace out.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press
play. Aw, motherfucking yeah. Yeah. It's Vince in the Bay. VITB for life, bitches. Fuck yeah. Shouts out to everybody who's following me on Twitter and tweeting at me on Twitter. I think I'm going to take a brief moment here and just read some of these tweets. There's this one person that live tweets me during my show. And I want to read those tweets right now. Oh, and somebody was giving me Wayne Tronics. I don't even know who this dude Wayne Tronics is, but he says he gives me tweet of the day or year. I tweeted this to Black Canseco today. I said to Black Canseco, no disrespect, but all I can think of when I hear progressive is pussy. And that's what I see when I see those little P2s on Twitter, when people little hashtag P2. P2. Mm-hmm. Progressive. Progressive. And I just think of pussies. And this poor guy, Black Canseco, he's a cool guy. He's a sharp cat. He knows what's up. Really smart guy, but for some reason he's just going to pound that progressive thing, that P2 thing, into the ground. And he's just griping. And I'm just like, dude, if progressives suck so bad, just get the fuck out. GTFO. But shouts out to Wayne Tronics for saying that was the tweet of the day, possibly of the year. It's cool. And also shouts out to for room. What the fuck does that mean, dude? How am I supposed to even say that name? I don't know, but this person live tweets me during the show, and I want to read some of the tweets. It says, Black Hat, incredible how DARPA is begging the hacking community to come and work for them. Literally begging. LOL. I hope that Jester and Sabu actually meet at DEF CON. If Sabu is there, that is. Would love to watch that. Forget the debt crisis, forget the bailouts. This shit started with the Fed, unrestricted printing of money. It was planned. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar is directly related to the increase in inflation, which is designed to make the poor poorer. And I would love to know how to say this guy's name, dude. In fact, I'm gonna put the link to his thing in the chat room, and maybe you folks can tell me how the fuck I'm supposed to say that name. Anyhoot, I'm Vince in the Bay, hanging out with Easy Rider and
Yo.
FRD, who's taking a smoke break, and Kishu's on the line. Your hand's not up, Kishu. Are you gonna chime in, or are you just listening?
Hi.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm buying hats.
You're buying nuts?
Hats.
Oh, hats. Oh, very nice. What kind of hat? What kind of hats are you looking at?
I posted some in the chat room.
Oh, no shit. Let me take a look. Let me see this. Okay, eBay.
Every 6 months, I'll go on a little spree where I'll buy like 10 new hats. I'm running out of room. I have like this huge hat rack, and I'm running out of room. I love hats. Obviously, you've seen some of the hats I have. But
I like a girl with just a hat on. How about you, Vince?
Yeah.
What?
Shouts out to Jay Mackin. Says that I'm a decent lay. I appreciate that, Jay. Jay, you should call in, bro. It's been a while. I miss you, Jay. And how we used to lay. in the Bay. People are blowing me up here on
Jay with Jay.
There's so many stupid hats on eBay. I have to go through like 500 stupid ones before I find one that's halfway decent. Nightmare.
Stabby McCuggs. Animal Farm? Is that how you say it? Animal Farm? Yeah, okay, Animal Farm. I guess that, okay, the four is an A. God, I'm not up on the internet hacker lingo. Like, the four is the A. Got it, Animal Farm. Yeah, that dude, Animal Farm. Shouts out to Animal Farm. Got it. On Twitter, Animal Farm, providing some running commentary on Twitter. I love Twitter. I'm a Twitter whore, and I really get excited when people live tweet me during the show. And shouts out to Warthog 117 for tweeting me saying money, success, fame, glamour, hashtag Fruit Bowl. Mariah Westwood, shouts out to you for tweeting me during the show. And Fat Red Dragon, big ups to you for tweeting the broadcast. That's good times. And if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay. And I like to retweet people's names and stuff. If you're on Twitter and you do listen and live tweet me, I'll blast you.
I tweeted the broadcast. Shit.
Yeah, so you guys missed Melissa Hopkins. She called in earlier and just raged really hard for the first hour. And then she just bailed. She says she's gonna take legal action against some people.
Everybody.
God, I hope I'm not. She even made it. She was like sort of threatening me a little bit there, didn't you think? Easy Rider, wasn't I sort of threatened in a way there?
A little bit. I was wondering about that. I was wondering if you were gonna say anything.
Like, in fact, the way she stormed off, it makes me feel like I should maybe not even mention her anymore, like for fear of, you know, her somehow interpreting it as slander, me even talking about her. Wow, I got to tell you, these women on BTR, you got to just fucking steer clear, kids. Just keep your nose clean. Just, yeah. Geez.
Yeah, what was going on with Melissa, dude?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. She blew up in the first hour. She says, I'm not playing. She kind of went back and forth between, political commentary and, I don't know, just
being pissed at the world,
pissed off rant against some people that she wouldn't name.
Well, I don't know what her deal is, but I think she brings the majority of it onto herself, you know, and she doesn't have to call into the show.
That's what Easy Rider was saying. That's exactly what Easy Rider was saying.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate when I'm supposed to off this lame hat. Like, how they just have the good hats, like, right on the front page.
I'm sorry, what was that, Kishu? I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm tired of going through all these lame hats. But I need new ones, and I have to go through all the lame ones before I can get good new ones.
Hats. Great. Okay. FRD's here. He's back.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the whole Melissa thing, dude. Is there going to be some way we can play along with it too, right? And still, you know, people can still say whatever they want, but maybe you just have to say like allegedly.
I don't know, man. I've been learning. With this whole late night, BTR drama stuff, I'm trying to not let myself get sucked into it. If somebody's gonna come on here like Melissa and just pout like that openly, like I was definitely on her side defending her. I mean, I fucking Twitter raged on Zeki. I talked major smack on Zeki, like basically threatened him that if he ever came back to the Ghost program ever again, I'd troll him off of there. And some more or less him made him give up the whole Zeki identity or whatever. And sort of trolled him because in defense of her. Because I thought him and Wild Goose were kind of unfair to her, like trolled her, like went beyond trolling. Like were just kind of just really just ugly to her on one particular show. And Wild Goose, you know, eventually got his show pulled. So I think he sort of justice looks like it was served in his case. I mean, he's a troll, though. I mean, troll shows never last anyways. I mean, he should have known that from the get-go. But Zeki did, obviously, you know, he's kind of, I kind of raged on him on Twitter and went out of my way. And God knows, I mean, he could be secretly trying to wage some revenge on me. And I went out of my way to publicly like chastise him as best I could, because I thought he kind of crossed the line with Melissa there. And now, I don't know, now she's just kind of, maybe she feels like after the fact she wants to rage too. Or I hope that's what this is. If not,
that's one of the events. You know what I mean, Vince? It's one of the events. But she didn't want to say any names. So, you know.
Yeah. I hope that's what it is. But whatever. I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
And
well,
you're Vince
I mean,
in the
you
Bay.
You can have fun with somebody, you know, Vince, but you get to the point to where it's done, right, start to get the hate involved, you know what I mean? You know, one party should back off, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you're not on here to have hate, you know what I mean? I'm not on here to hate nobody. Some people
hate.
Are. Some people want that hate. Hate mongrel.
Stop hating in the Bay, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad about Zeki, dude. Too bad he turned out to be a dick, because he was one of the best Goofy Bone haters of all time. I used to fall out of my chair laughing at him when he'd call in during Radio Graffiti and just go off.
Yeah, those are some great battles. But he's such a kiss-ass. He kisses Ghost's ass almost as bad, if not worse, than Goofy Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he never challenges Ghost. Like, he'll talk all this smack about Ghost off the air and stuff, or off of Ghost's show, but when he goes on Ghost's show, he just, like, fucking puckers up to him. And then he just, like, gets drunk and just is a complete dick to Melissa Hopkins. And I don't think Ghost would have been impressed with that at all. Because Ghost talks a lot of shit, and he would make fun of Melissa Hopkins, too, but he would do it in a way that's, you know, befitting of a man with some fucking testicles. Zeki just kind of showed that he's just a fucking little limp dick troll. And I went to the mat for Melissa. I kind of went to the mat for Melissa on that. And now she's like coming on here getting all fucking, I mean, she's throwing around her swag pretty fucking. I mean, I did name the show Thursday Night Swag, so maybe she's taking it for real, but she doesn't need to threaten me. I mean, I'm on her side, if anything.
Hmm. Yeah, you've defended her so many times when you really didn't even need to, so I don't know. The last person she should be hating on is you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
if she
come on here, make a fool of herself, and
yeah, that would be
know.
Stupid if she implicated me in some sort of, you know, defamation of character suit or whatever.
Not like she could anyway.
She pretty much implicates herself in that, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, obviously, like, you know, she didn't have
to
stay on that. She didn't have to stay on that show and take that beating.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
She
right.
Could be hung up.
But what I hung up, I couldn't believe she stayed on there. I listened to it for like maybe 10 minutes, and I was like, this is fucking disgusting, and I hung up.
Or
whatever, I turned it off.
I just found another one that's really cute. It'll be a fun one. Yeah, I'll post it in the chat.
Hmm.
Not another one of those bucket sun caps, is it?
Yeah, I have a lot of those. I love them. They're so fun.
What about a bathing cap? A rubber bathing cap.
Yeah, get one of those. Are you going to go to the Kentucky Derby? I mean, what are you going to wear that hat for? What are you going to do with that hat? Really?
Wear it out to the bar, dude, with my cocktail dress, okay?
Women still wear that Vince rubber bathing cap with, like, flowers on them?
Yeah.
I actually have one of those. I do. I love that, like, 20s fashion. It's hot.
Would you have been a flapper in the 20s, Kishu?
Surely.
Word. Me too. I totally would have.
That's got to be a good business on eBay, like old hats, you know?
That's the only place you can find really good hats is eBay.
Right, right. The older hats were the good hats, you know? You used to get a good hat. Heck, I mean, they're nice hats, like in the 50s and 60s.
Exactly.
That's when they made a hat a hat.
I need a hat that covers my face.
Really cute, too. I saw one earlier that was absolutely beautiful. It was like $300. I won't pay more than like $50. And most of these are like $10.
I want to get an ass hat on my ass.
Ooh, this one's nice, too. This is almost just like the other one. I can't decide which one. Okay, you guys decide for me. The first one or this one?
Did you leave the chat room, Vince?
No, I'm here. I'm looking at the hats.
They're pretty much the same, aren't they? One of them is a little bit more silver.
They're different.
Melissa said she wasn't directing any of that anger towards you.
Okay. Cool.
I think I'd probably go with the first one there, Kishu.
Yeah, I think I like the first one better, too.
For those of you listening at home that cannot see what we're talking about, she has pasted in two different eBay items. One is a black wide-brimmed Kentucky Derby silver flower hat. The other one is a white-brimmed black stripe Kentucky Derby hat. I think if it depends, I think you need one for, I mean, one, it depends on what outfit you're wearing with it with, right? Doesn't that matter what it's going to be going with? Don't you girls have to have don't you need an entire outfit to go with these hats? Or do you have an outfit you already have that this would go with?
Because I knew or used.
But see, almost everything I have is black and white and a little bit of red and gray stuff in there, but mostly black and white. And most of the time, like, if I ever wear my hats, like, I, you know, because I don't wear them a lot, but I just like to have them. But, I mean, I wear some of them, like the summer hats and stuff, like, I'll wear, like, you know, all the time. But, like, the hats that I just posted in the chat, you know, like, occasionally I'll wear to go out with. But, you know, probably, like, a suit skirt or something like that, cocktail dress.
I mean, once you're invested in a hat like that, I mean, it really comes down to jewelry and accessories, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it does. That's right. Which I'm really, really...
First time, are they new or they used?
Here, I'm going to post my YouTube link here.
John Brand muted 2 minutes for being a douchebag.
Penalty box.
2 minutes for being a douchebag, John Brand. And Kishu, I guess if I'm going to have to vote for any of these hats, it's going to be the black with the silver trim. Raider colors. That's my Raider colors right there.
In this video that's on my YouTube channel, I have a little hat on in that video, but that's just like, I mean, I wear that little hat all the time. It's like a headband in a way, and it like clips in, and like, I don't know. I think Vince has seen me in that one. But I always wear like little things like in my hair or whatever, and I think I accessorize pretty well. But anyways, that hat is awesome. I wear that hat like out all the time, like daily, you know. really cute. A lot of fun.
Good times. Hats. Hats, everybody. Go Raiders. Go Raiders.
Go Patriots.
Dude, football's right around the corner, baby.
You know what Jennifer from Scentsy Candles told me the other day, Vince?
No, what did she tell you?
She told me that it was pretty funny that Chad Ochocinco now plays for my Patriots, and the guy who has number 85 told him to fuck off, and he's not getting his number.
No shit. Are you serious?
Yes, sir. I'll find out who it is.
So what is he going to change his name to?
I don't know. She was saying he's going to have to change his name to Ocho Siete.
Oh, that's so epic. I love that. Ocho Cinco is Ocho Siete. Oh, that is epic. I didn't even know he was on the Patriots. That's news to me.
Yeah, we got him, and we picked up Albert Haynesworth, too, so maybe we get some curb stomps during the season.
You still have Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, for a few more years.
Randy Moss retired.
Still winner to crush everybody.
All of us have to make a bad decision right now.
Yeah. Hopefully Goofy Bone will be back just in time for the season to start, and we'll get Raider reports from him, just like we got Sharks reports from him. God, I fucking miss that guy, Goofy Bone. I defended his honor against Zeki. And hopefully he'll be back on the airwaves very soon.
Yeah, Will Crawford didn't leave like a forwarding number or anything like that, did he? I mean, come on.
What was he supposed to do? He's imaginary.
All right. Well, I didn't know.
He doesn't exist. Where are you supposed to send it?
Oh, I thought he did exist, Vince. I bought into the whole thing.
No. Oh, come on, dude. Do you believe that Ghost really has an engineer?
Yeah, of course he does. You can hear him on the show, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. He does not have an engineer. You're dreaming.
Dude, that guy is so paranoid. He would never let anybody have any control of his switchboard. He doesn't want anybody to know his identity. He's hidden his identity purposely from the internet since 1992. He makes that explicitly clear on almost every broadcast where anybody ever tries to challenge him on his identity. And so I don't think I think it's pretty odd. Well, plus it's pretty obvious if you just listen, but yeah. And Goofy Bone obviously just decided he was going to take a little page from Ghost because he fucking worships him. So he decided he was going to develop his own little imaginary engineer friend
and start drinking, whatever it is he drinks.
I just bought that fucking goddamn $200 hat, but it was so sexy. So now I'm gonna. And now that I've spent way too much money on hats, I'm gonna go to scarves and go get a couple scarves. It really sucks. None of this is gonna be here by the time fucking I get to San Francisco, but whatever. Speaking of corsets, that's really cute. I just want a really cute corset. Not that I could pull off a corset because I'm a big fat bitch, but.
Yeah. We lost Easy Rider. That kind of sucks. Thanks for coming through, Easy Rider. I really appreciated your participation, as always. He's come through and hung out the last two nights. He's good people's classic old school BTR family there. I'm getting blown up on Twitter again. What are they saying here? We have him. Kishu, darling. We have a question for you. You're here via Twitter. You ready?
Yes. Let's hear it.
All right. The question is from Animal Farm. He says, I'm interested to know what Kishu Zykova thinks about how the military was begging the hacking community to work for them.
I think that it's kind of silly, but I mean, you know, could be useful. If it's all situational, you know. I mean, it really depends on what they were wanting to be, you know, wanting to use them for. You know, I don't know. It's kind of bullshit, though, but really it's all situational. That's my opinion.
Right now they're having DEF CON. What's going on?
I know.
Right,
I was supposed to be there, and I'm fucking pissed. I think, actually, you know, I should have just went, and I'm mad at myself for not going. I don't know why I fought it so hard, but I just...
You can still go. Tomorrow. It's the whole weekend. It just started.
I think I'm going to drive tomorrow, and I'm going to stay Saturday and come home Sunday morning, and that'll still give me plenty of time with my daughter before I go to San Francisco. So, I think that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not sure yet. I'm not going to make
any
promises.
I bet it'll be boring as fuck.
Anybody at DEF CON? It's not boring. I've like been talking to people that are there, and they're like, people are having like blast.
It's just a bunch of nerds sitting around on their...
I talked to Anonymous, and he was like at this party, and like I couldn't hear anything. It was like so loud. I'm really jealous.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I'm gonna. I'm not gonna
party with a bunch of nerds that are gonna steal all your private information. That sounds like a party.
Hell yeah. Go bang a bunch of hotties.
Yeah, go fuck a bunch of nerds that are gonna steal your information and drain your bank account. That sounds like a win plan.
Yeah, cool, dude. Good luck. Anyways.
Any hoot? Well, there you go. That's the answer. That's the answer. Animal Cracker, or what's his name? Animal House. Animal Farm. Yeah, Animal
really,
Farm. That's your answer.
I mean, it could, like I said, it could be good, but it could be bad. You know, and I mean, it's kind of silly for them to. I mean, don't they have people to do that as it is? You know. I don't know. Hold on. I'm looking at scarves now. I go on these little sprees where I get on eBay and I put like $2,000 on my credit card within like 10 minutes. I'm mad at myself the next day. Why did I buy all this useless bullshit? I have so much clothes, so much hats, scarves, shoes. I probably have 2,000 pairs of shoes and fucking... here in my house, and I have a storage that I probably have another 2,000 pairs of shoes in. Fucking ridiculous. I think I should, like, go through all my shit and donate a bunch of stuff.
Did you just say you have, like, 8,000 shoes total?
Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, 4,000 probably.
I'm talking about the actual individual shoes. I don't mean the pairs. So just however many pairs times two, that's a lot. Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, my grandparents are always yelling at me because they're always tripping over shoes all over the house.
I'd yell at you too.
Shoes everywhere.
I have like three
I'm
pairs of shoes to
issue.
I can't even keep those straight.
I'm pretty organized with all my accessories and stuff. Like, my grandpa built me all this really cool stuff. I have, like, a rack, like, across my, like, the top of my room that I hang up, like, all my little scarves on. And then, like, I have, like, a little hat thingy. And then I have little nails, like, up where I can hang hats on, but, like, smaller hats. And then he built me this huge thing in the bathroom that's, like, it can hold, like, 10,000 necklaces. And it's, like, pretty much near full. And then he got a little, like, thing that has little holes in it that he made. He drilled little holes in to put all my earrings in. And I have ring cases because I have, like, like 50 of those, like in that video, the ring I had on there, like costume jewelry type rings and stuff. I have so many rings. Oh, my God. So I have, like, the little thing that's, like, it's foam and it, like, the little rings fit in it.
You know, what's going to happen in your life is your daughter is going to hate you when you die, I swear. She's going to be like, really? Really? I have to deal with all of this shit that my mom had kicking around? I'm telling you, you're setting somebody up to be pissed off.
Seriously. I don't think in my entire life, like, I still have stuff that I had when I was, like, 13 years old, like, clothes and stuff. Because I'm just, like, it's still kind of cute, and I just don't want to give it up.
Vince, we need to get the people from Intervention on the phone immediately.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm like a hoarder.
Or either that or the crew of hoarders.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking accessories, clothes, shoes, books, and fucking vinyl records.
Like, at least it's not like parakeets or something.
Right? No, but seriously, I have like, I don't know, I have like a fucking mini library in my fucking room. And then I have two bookshelves in the living room full of my books. I have, in my storage, I have like 30 crates of vinyl. I have 16 in my closet stacked up. I don't even use my closet. Like, I have clothes in my closet, but, like, just, like, clothes that aren't that, like, long because I have all the crates stacked in there. Oh. Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
So check this out. I think I'm having a guest on my show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Who are you having on?
A repeat guest. A return guest. Karen Page is coming back. She's supposed to come back to be the guest on the show tomorrow. She's doing a show on Saturday in Oakland, and then she's doing singing the national anthem at the Giants game on Monday. So she's going to come on my show tomorrow and talk to me about that and make sweet love to me on the air.
Wait, who was it?
Karen Page.
Sorry.
This is her right here. Check
nice.
It out. Check that out.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
this is her song right here.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. This is her. She's going to be on a show tomorrow night. Karen Page, Oakland, representing.
How you doing, baby? I can see you looking at me. You're the only one around with swagger, there's a spare. Attraction like a magnet. Take my hand and tell me your name. I okay. I
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Getting ready to close things out here. 15 minutes to go, but plenty of time to take calls if you want to join us. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm here with Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, and Kishu Zykova.
I just found the hottest little suit ever. Oh, my God. I don't think it would fit me now.
Does it go with you, with any of the Kentucky
yeah.
Derby hats you have?
I could totally pull that off of one of my hats.
Perfect. Shouts out to Carl Barks holding it down in the chat room with we got the hate patrol going down with John Brand, Carl Barks, and various other miscreants. Playing around in the chit chat room.
I don't like how
George Orwell is requesting a WAV file. Let me get that for you, dude. Jesus, where is it?
I never really buy suits on eBay though because I always turn out fucked up for some reason. Just fucking.
Dude, I'm so lost in my soundboard or on my switchboard here. I don't even know where what I name anything anymore. There's so many goddamn files on here. It's just pathetic.
I wish it worked better.
Oh, this is the soundboard you wanted. This is George Orwell was requesting this.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah. There you go. A little bit too little too late, maybe. I don't know. Don't matter. But shouts out to the chat room. Beach Bum 55, Buck Styles, Fat Red Dragon, George Orwell, John Brand, Carl Barks, Kishu, Matthew 9636. Melissa Hopkins, No Thieves Allowed, Philo Platt, Stabby McHugs, and Triambu. Holding me down. Thank you, folks. Melissa, I saw you on the switchboard earlier. You dropped back off. Do you want to? If you want to pop in really quick before we get out of here, you better do it quick. Yeah, but it'd be nice to sign off with maybe on a good note. You sounded pretty mad and standoffish. Earlier, but hopefully things are all good. So, Kishu, have you put together your entire outfit yet?
Getting there.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And apparently, the tweets I've been getting from Animal Farm, that is George Orwell.
Yeah. He wrote Animal Farm.
Really?
You know, communism, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's all coming together now. It's all coming.
Yeah.
But you know what threw me off from the get-go was using four instead of the letter A. That has thrown me off this whole time.
You okay, Kishu?
Yeah. Look at this fence. This is really hot. White suits are always my favorite. I have this one that's like a cream-colored suit. It's so freaking sexy.
Wait, what kind of suits?
Just like white.
Oh.
Like the color white.
It's only 90.
Yeah, yeah. You want okay, so you want that with the
with like a red undershirt, like you know that red shirt that I have, you know what I'm talking about? The one that you picked
up
at the airport?
The white
like,
and black stripe. Through the white with black stripe Kentucky Derby brim hat.
Yeah. That'd be hot.
And you want to get a lot more swag though. A lot more you want to swag it up more. You want more rope chains. You want to look like Slick Rick or something. Just douse yourself with gold rope chains.
Yeah. It's pre-owned though, Kishu.
It's pretty what?
Pre-owned. It's been worn. Ew.
Yeah, it's kind of the bummer about eBay. That's why I usually don't buy stuff off of eBay. But, I don't know. I could contact them and have them send me pictures. See. Looks all right. Well, for these pictures, I mean, it looks okay. If that's it, you know?
I wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't be caught dead in that thing.
Well, you're also a man.
So you
why do these? Why does John Brand continually call Melissa McNuggets? What is the obsession?
That McNuggets story where she was like talking about she was going to get arrested or whatever.
Uh huh. Oh, here she is. Speaking of which, here's Melissa Hopkins. What's up, Melissa?
Hey, Ben. Are you going to defend me one last night? One last time before I go to sleep? Or are you going to let John Brand go off on his rage?
Well, you know what? I think it's, you know what time it is? I think it's time to
get an answer from you.
I think it's time to play the feud, everybody. That's right, Melissa Hopkins is back, everybody, and she wants blood, and that blood she wants is John Brand. Yeah,
John Brand, come on down.
Come on down, John Brand. You're the next contestant. All right, let's play the feud, shall we? Okay, Melissa Hopkins, you got major beef with John Brand, right? Melissa?
Well, I didn't last night, but I do now.
All right. Well, what I want to do is everybody's going to play now. We're going to start with a category. Top five answers are on the board. Everybody, put your right now. Kishu, can you put your hand up real quick?
What do you mean, put Kishu, my hand up?
Just press the number one real quick.
Hold on.
You press one? Okay,
good.
That was
hard. Okay.
All right. Okay, now everybody press one again.
That was so hard.
You got all three of you guys are going to play, so you all have to press one again so you're all not with your hand raised. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The category is top five things you would find in John Brand's asshole. You guys understand what I'm talking about? Press one to put your hands down right now. In order to buzz in, you have to press one to buzz in. Okay.
I'm not playing, Vince.
I'm confused.
All right.
I don't know what my status is right now, Vince.
All right. Whatever. All right. The category is top five things that you would find up John Brand's asshole. Okay. Top five things. You'd find up John Brand's asshole. Melissa Hopkins.
Oh, what? I'm supposed to name something? I thought I was supposed to choose something.
Incorrect. Okay. It goes over to you, FRD. Go ahead.
Show me tuna fish can.
Ah, and that's number four. Number four. There's three answers that are higher. Melissa, you could or no, Kishu, you could steal this. Kishu, you could steal this. Top five things you would find up John Brennan's my asshole.
Definitely. Huh?
A what?
My fist.
Your fist. Let's see. Do you see Kishu's fist? Yeah, that's number three. Correct. Number three. Okay, goes over back to you, Kishu. All right. You can do this, honey. You got let's see, you got fist and you got fish can up there. Two more things. There's three more things that you would find up John Brand's asshole. Well, what else would that be?
Can I name one?
No, that's not. It's not to you, Melissa. It's to Kishu right now. We'll come to you. If she doesn't get it right, it comes to you.
Okay.
I just posted a link to that Dolce & Gabbana floral lace top and pants. That's so hot.
Oh, is that your guess, though? Is that your guess?
Right now. No. My guess is toy car.
A toy car. Let's see. Do we have toy car? No, incorrect. Okay, back over to you, Melissa. What else would you find outside of, inside of John Brown's anus?
Bored?
Well, hang up, Melissa, if you're so fucking bored.
A board, like a board game or something?
Do I see a board game?
Incorrect. Okay, I guess over to you, FRD. You can steal it, man. Something you would find up John Brand's anal passage.
All right. How about a severed and taxidermied horse cock?
Do I see horse cock? Yes, you're correct. You're correct. Very good. Very good. Thanks for playing, everybody. I really appreciate it. Hey, we got to get out of here. That's the end of the show. I appreciate Melissa Hopkins for coming through. Thanks, Kishu, for holding me down as always. Any parting thoughts, Kishu, before we leave?
Add me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. That is follow. Twitter.com/KIESHUZYKOVA. Same name on Skype. And I love you, Vince. Thanks for having me.
Ian. Of course. Thank you for having me. FRD, anything you'd like to say before we get out of here? You want to promote anything? Shouts out, anything?
Nope. Don't want to promote a damn thing.
Well,
but I would like to say that I hate everybody.
Perfect. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay. Thanks for coming through, everybody. It was good times as per usual. I don't know why. I'm sorry, Melissa Hopkins. You kind of left in a huff there. Good times though. It was fun hanging out as per usual. Shouts out to the Chit Chatters, Beach Bum 55, Buck Styles, George Orwell, John Brand, Carl Barks, Kishu, Matthew 9636, Melissa Hopkins, No Thieves Allowed, Phil O'Platt, Shapeshifter 2011. Shapeshifter 2011. Stabby McHugs, and Three Abu. Good times, everybody. Good times, everybody. And until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I'm going to be back tomorrow night, hopefully with special guest Karen Page. That should be a good time. And, yeah, I love you all, and we'll make sweet love to you very, very, very soon. And, yeah, peace out, yo.
feel very nice.